This week, we're featuring the five most popular participants in this year's St. Louis Public Radio Tiny Desk Contest featuring local bands. It's an offshoot of NPR's contest spawned by its Tiny Desk Concert project. Yesterday, we brought you Monk and the People and Roland Johnson.
Sunny afternoon, Missouri.
Today, arts and culture reporter Willis Ryder Arnold is here to tell us about the music which you are hearing of Augusta Bottom's consort. Willis joins me in studio.
Hi, Don.
How you doing?
Hello again. Doing fine. Music sounds great.
It's fantastic.
I'm intrigued by the name, Augusta Bottom's Concert. Where does that come from?
So the group's actually from Augusta, outside of the city, and an area that they refer to as Augusta Bottoms, and it's near a river, and they kind of hang out there and took the name from that.
Wine country.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else do we need to know about them?
Well, they've been playing music for over two decades. They just kind of, the two main folks, Gloria Attune and Michael Bauermeister, work with two other people in the neighborhood and just kind of moved out there to have their life and started playing music together.
Let's give a listen. What are we going to hear?
So we're actually going to hear a little bit of their song, what they submitted, called Pendulum Swing.
Things are today. This may not be what was intended, cause it's gonna swing the other way.
And the other way.
And the other way. Who's gonna laugh and who's gonna scream when we do the pendulum swing? We're swinging.
Sounds like a happy group.
Yeah, their video is really adorable. The funny thing being that that's actually kind of a political song, right? It's talking about how politics function as a pendulum, moving from left to right, and then they really like lean into that idea of swing and play it in a style of like hot jazz from the 1920s, the kind of sound that Django Reinhardt really made popular.
How long have these guys been together?
Over two decades. Michael and Gloria are both married, and then they play with two friends in the neighborhood, and apparently when they first moved out to Augusta, they really started playing within a couple of years with these folks and have been playing ever since.
And you've talked to them, of course.
Yeah, and they actually are really wonderful. They had a lot to say kind of about the influences of their band and how they started playing music together.
You have friends that have recording equipment, or you have recording equipment, or you have enough money to hire somebody who has recording equipment, that's kind of how you start, I think. You know, you get the songs and you want to save them, you want to keep them, you want to share them with other people.
And that's the thing about our band, is all four of us write and we all four sing. So, you know, we figured out early on that we were bringing a lot of influences to the band and trying to keep that working as a relationship. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been 26 years. That, mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a marriage, really. I mean, Gloria and I are
it's
in an actual marriage, but with the four of us, you know, trying to keep that relationship alive it takes some work.
Yeah, everybody's been really, really good about it. And we've worked together really well. Michael, I think, came up with the rule that only one person can be mad at a time. Is that what you came
grumpy,
up with?
Grumpy, yeah, only one person.
Oh, grumpy. Yeah. Only one person can be grumpy at a time. So that's how I think we've been successful. And actually, we're not very grumpy very often. We're doing pretty well. So yeah, we have a good time playing music together.
Willis, a number of these groups have been together for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, as we heard from Roland Johnson, he's someone who's been around playing clubs, the blues soul clubs kind of in the area for over 30 years at least. And it's interesting because I think that there's this really like intuitive sense of collaboration that comes out of that.
It's all been fun to listen to, and we've listened to Willis Ryder Arnold telling us about Augusta Bottom's Consort, a local band among the five most popular as determined in St. Louis Public Radio's Tiny Desk Contest. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.